Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another week of farm news. When I say farm news, I'm talking about the family farmer, because that's what this program is all about, the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. You can check out my farm at Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. See what's going on here in my part of New England. I start the program each week with a focus on the news. We're going to talk later to Jim Roberts, who is the chairman of Farm to Consumer, the Farm to Consumer Foundation. I have a very interesting mission that I want to share with you. Before that, the state of Maine this week, in their election, enacted the country's first food sovereignty law to encourage food self-sufficiency. The voters decided whether to declare a first-in-the-nation constitutional right to food by law, having it as part of the state constitution. It includes the right to save and exchange seeds, the right to grow what you want, raise what you want, harvest what you want, produce what you want, and consume what you want. This is a fly in the face of the big agribusinesses, the Monsantos, the Bayers, the ChemChinas, the DuPonts. They want to control all of the production, including the seeds, so you can't buy anything that they don't want to sell you. And you can't grow anything that they don't want you to grow. This is the abhorrence aimed at this, not only in our country, but around the world. There is such a kickback, as well there ought to be. The right to food by law, according to some people up in Maine who put this on the ballot, it's about the individual's right to be free from hunger, but also to secure food the way they want it to be secured. That is, you have the ability to produce food in a garden, wherever you want, grow food without any government interference, without any prohibitions from any big companies. That's what this is. And what I loved was looking at the opponents saying the right to food amendment was loosely written. It could jeopardize laws for humane treatment of animals and open up the gate to domestic livestock and things being grown in the backyards. Hello, that's what used to happen. Everybody before the turn of the 20th century had a cow. Everybody had a garden. Everybody was responsible for their own food. There were no grocery stores in 1900. There were, you know, local stores, drug stores, and that sort of thing. But people were growing their own food. So the state of Maine wants that to happen again. And this is partially in favor of trying to put big food producers that throttle small farmers in their place. I think this is a fabulous, fabulous bill. The food sovereignty law enacted with the purpose of encouraging self-sufficiency in food among down Mainers. The local governments adopted the ordinance, the right, like in my state, we have the right to farm by law, and we adopted it here locally in my town. But you should be able to prepare, process, sell food if you want to consumers for their consumption, grow whatever you want for your own consumption. I am so sick of the government and the big ag companies trying to stifle. That's what this program is all about, is trying to get you to understand. And here's a practical application, all right? The number of recalls every year, here's the latest one, the bagged garden salads that are sold under the label Dole Garden Salad, Market Side Classic Iceberg Salad, Kroger Classic Garden Salad, Salad Classics Garden Salad. It's all the same crap. All comes in the same place. and it all is loaded at this point with listeria. Now, take your hat off to Dole that produce this stuff in their factories, not in their on their farms, but in their factories. They did a voluntary recall because random testing found all kinds of monocytotic, I can't even pronounce this stuff, listeria, basically, in their salad. Listeria, E. coli, salmonella, bad news. So if this is something that you have procured, bring it back to the store and get your money back. The Walmart chain sold these products. Kroger did, Giant stores. The stores are located all over the country. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and it was sold in all the big grocery stores. Carrots, cabbage, lettuce, that sort of thing, in this recall. So that's another reason for you to grow your own food, right? Then you don't have to worry about stuff like that. There's a big debate. I'm focusing on how to give you this information in as succinct a way as possible. The state of broadband in America's farmlands with family farmers, some places good, some places bad, some places not existent. There's a big hubbub in the FCC right now because one of the nominees from President Biden has some strong feelings about net neutrality, which give people the right to have, under all conditions, the same access to broadband, excuse me, and digital technology. So the apprehension is that the big broadband companies, Verizon and that ilk, don't want to spend the money to provide the technology to places where farmers are, all over the Midwest, Mid-South. So I think that there's something here that we need to keep our eye on. I'm not sure where this is going, frankly, but I think you should do everything you can, excuse me, to support the access to broadband for farmers everywhere. And I mean, why would you not want to have that? Why you need it in order to be competitive. Now, there's a lot of the news about weather. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you need this for. But we need to support that. That's what I think, anyway, in terms of the American family farmer position on it. We'll have a conversation about land trusts and how to get land, how to get a hold of it, how to keep it in a matter of moments here. That's part of our focus this week on the American family farmer. Right now, a word about an extended Halloween surprise for you from Calitrin. Those people who are now trying to, I guess in a sense, I've phrased it, I've bracketed this around people who want to have a sort of a offensive position when it comes to putting on weight. Best offense is good defense. Start right now on the Calitrin program to lose weight the natural way. No crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. It's all natural. It's all healthy. Aloe vera, enzymes, that kind of stuff, collagen protein. It's a formula put together 24 years ago by a doctor and three of his nurses who were treating patients who were overweight, and they were doing it in a healthy, wholesome way. So this is that extension of that effort. Calitrin and the website that supports it, toploss.com, want you to know that right now they have extended the Halloween, the amazing Halloween the support that they're offering and the supplies they're offering and the prices that they're offering. Higher energy levels. Listen to these amazing benefits. Higher energy levels, better sleep, weight loss personified. They, when you go to toploss.com, will encourage you to connect with a coach. You can have your own personal coach. 100% all natural, all safe, and all guaranteed. Doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Go to toploss.com. Check it out by going to when you go to the page that you have to give them your information. Use the DJV code, and you'll get free shipping and the special deal. Buy one, get one free. Actually, you have to buy three, and then you get three free, and any number over that, you get with a double BOGO. So you buy one, two, or three, you pay the regular price. Over three, you get two for one. Great deal. Join the Calitrin movement. Get healthy and stay healthy. Toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to the American Family Farmer Program. Jim Roberts is here. He's the chairman of the board of Farm to Consumer. It's a foundation whose mission is what? Jim, let's start with that. What's your mission?
Our mission is to educate and bring the local farmers and consumers together. We've got books and available for the best ways to prepare raw milk. They were developed with local experts. We also have interviews where we've interviewed successful farmers that give additional insights on how to be successful in dairy farming with raw milk.
All right. So mostly this is for dairy people. Is that right?
Well, it's primarily raw milk is a gateway product, and so we aim at that in general, but it is on the side. Some of our interviews will talk about other products that people make either as subproducts to raw milk or with chickens or goats or pork that they also sell along the way.
The Price Foundation has been very vocal. Are you connected to them?
Not directly, indirectly. I'm the chairman of a local chapter here in Dayton, Ohio for Weston A. Price. But as far as the foundation is concerned, no.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that question, I am a dairy guy, grew up around cows. I raise Jersey replacement heifers about 50 a year now on my farm. But I was big into the raw milk, and as a matter of fact, I had a lot of help from the Weston Price Foundation, other people who were supportive of the, and this is still controversial, I don't know why it is, the raw milk thing, but I want to get into that and how maybe what you have done might apply to other things that are being produced on the farm. But mostly understanding, I was milking 130 cows. We were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day at $12 a gallon. I could have sold 1,000 if I could have produced it. And I think it was public demand more built on understanding, which I want to talk about with you as we continue here. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Back to our discussion. Jim Roberts is here, chairman of the board of Farm to Consumer Foundation. This is a website that you all ought to look at, f2cfnd.org, Farm to Consumer Fund. I think that's really the foundation, rather, is what that abbreviation is all about. So how did you come to be associated? Are you a farm guy, Jim? Did you grow up on raw milk?
Around 2005, my wife and I were introduced to raw milk. And the more we, and the raw milk farmer was like an hour away from Dayton, Ohio. And the more we talked, he encouraged me to take over a chapter he was running remotely of the Farm to Consumer Foundation, the Weston A. Price Foundation. And so my wife and I did that for 4 years. And, but we've been raw milk farmers ever since 2005. We also had an episode here in Ohio where a raw milk farmer was brought up on charges of having problems with his raw milk, and they turned out to be bogus, and the judge was so upset with the case, he threw the case out of court. And so they were a Class A dairy, and they lost their Class A dairy ship there for a while until the case was settled. And that really, my wife and I were very instrumental in that litigation to help that raw farmer in Versailles, Ohio. And so that really pulled me into that and got me involved in a lot of the community. And then I was asked to join the Farm to Consumer Foundation and became the treasurer and then the secretary. And right now I'm chairman of the board.
Well, the things that are done in all these, I think 26 states, if I'm not mistaken, or 28, allow, and I put that in quotation marks, the sale of raw milk. Don't you find that outrageous in and of itself, that people can't make what I ran into in Massachusetts, there were, I don't know, about 30 farmers that were licensed to sell raw milk. And it was very controversial because all these graduates of the public health universities are taught that raw milk is bad for you. You got to have have to have it all processed. And what I found out in my research, and what I made a lot of noise about it here, was when you hold up the nutritional, you have your milk evaluated for nutritional content. You have the processors, whether it's most of the milk is produced or yeah, is handled by the Suiza family, Dean Foods, and now the derivative of that, a couple of different ag groups. But anyway, the point is that if you hold up the nutritional label, and I posted it in my store next to the raw milk nutritional label, there's not even a comparison. You're getting nothing out of drinking processed milk. Do you make that point? Can you get that point across to the people not only in Ohio but other states where this is still an issue?
And we're getting ready to run out of time. One, in this environment with you're forcing jabs and you have to take it, and yet you're denied the ability to choose raw milk for your body, to me is totally disjoint. I mean, where are we? If you compare raw milk with mother's milk, you find that they're exactly identical in their composition. Pasteurized milk has been so denuded, it's very watered down, and you're really not a benefit to your health as much as raw milk is.
No, it's not. There's no nutritional value to it at all. We'll pause for a moment and continue another half hour of the American Family Farmer. This is this week's focus, raw milk and raw foods in general, but mostly raw milk, goat milk and dairy milk. Jim Roberts, chairman of the board, Farm to Consumer Foundation, is here with us. We'll talk a little bit more about goats, but I want to stick with the understanding of what it means to be unpasteurized and how that all came to be as we continue here on the American Family Farmer Program.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season and beyond, Amazon is making it easy to discover and shop for more sustainable gifts and everyday essentials with the Climate Pledge Friendly Label. The Climate Pledge Friendly Label signifies that products have one or more sustainability certifications that help preserve the natural world, providing Amazon customers a quick and easy way to identify more sustainable products when they shop online. With tens of thousands of products under the Climate Pledge Friendly label, customers can shop a wide variety of more sustainable holiday gifts and everyday essentials on Amazon.com, ranging from toys, electronics, clothing, groceries, and household products from beloved brands, including Annie's Homegrown, Columbia, Honest Beauty, Seventh Generation, and more. Just look for the label that says Climate Pledge Friendly. To start shopping more sustainable products this holiday season and enjoy Amazon's wide selection, convenience, and everyday low prices, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly. More sustainable shopping is even easier than ever, thanks to Amazon. Find the label now on product pages or in search results.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly re-elected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes as of now over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating with supporters last night.
The first Democratic governor re-elected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, in 1977.
A mass shooting suspect behind bars in Virginia after police say he opened fire on five women last night in Richmond. They say he shot one woman first and then four more who tried to help the initial victim. Three women died, two survived, now in a hospital. And again, he's behind bars. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A warning issued by the top House Republican, the Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. Dick's Sporting Goods is teaming up with Nike to integrate a new loyalty program. The two major retailers announcing that they're going to ramp up efforts to work together in a series of steps, and the first one involves linking Nike's loyalty program to Dick's membership that allows customers to shop for exclusive Nike shoes and apparel on Dick's website. That partnership will, they say, eventually include in-person workout events at Dick's locations. And an exotic dancer in Texas who uses a pet monkey as part of her act is deleted a series of posts on social media suggesting the primate bit a trick-or-treater on Halloween. Danielle Thomas deleted a string of tweets that said her monkey was in a cage at a haunted house at the time. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Back we are, second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. You can find us every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast, because we have a different podcast every week that's built around the long conversations that we have on the radio program that airs on a couple of hundred stations around the country each week as well. So raw milk, unpasteurized milk, in my mind, it's the same thing. Is it really, Jim, raw milk equals unpasteurized milk?
We try to be careful with using raw and usually like to call it fresh milk. And that yes. way you don't have that negative connotation with a lot of people you're talking to. That's part of selling fresh milk to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. How big is your farm and how many cows are you milking? What breed are you milking?
I'm a consumer, and so I'm very familiar with my farmer that I get my milk from. I'm visiting him every weekend to pick up my milk. I've been to his farm multiple times. He has Jerseys. Most of his cows are A2. There are a few they're not sure of, but they claim like they're 98% A2, and depending upon customers you're talking to, that can or cannot have an impact.
I'm mistaken. I thought you were on the farm and that you started this with your own cows. So I mistook that at the beginning. So you're running an organization that's supportive of farmers who are doing this. And yeah, it's always interesting to get people to understand the difference between A2 cows and A1 cows. A1 cows are basically cows that produce a lot of milk and the quality is not that good. It's not bad, but it just isn't that good, that rich in proteins and butter fat and that sort of thing. A2 cows are brown cows, usually not as heavy milkers in terms of volume, but the quality is better. Usually what I found with my Jerseys, I had Jerseys and Guernseys, a few brown Swiss here and there, but my the butter fat was around 4%, and the average butter fat with a Holstein is around 3.1, 3.2. So there's a little difference there, but it's still, we're talking about quality. And I love the term fresh milk. I don't know why I didn't think about that myself, because that certainly it covers so many different things. And in terms of where people are having a problem with this still, I call your attention, you may have heard me talking about this earlier in the program, to what they've done in Maine. During the election, they've enacted the first food sovereignty law, and they voted to make it constitutional. Basically, people have the right to choose whatever they want to eat and whatever they want to grow, without interference from the government, without interference from big ag, which is where the whole country should be as far as I'm concerned. Why is it anybody's business what you decide to eat? I mean, I understand the whole business about, we go back to the turn of the century, last century, when everybody had a cow, everybody had a garden, and the cows were not kept clean, so people got sick by drinking unpasteurized milk, because there were a lot of things that were, you know, they didn't clean the stalls, the cows didn't have free range, etc. But, you know, that was then, and this is now, right? We have, when I did raw milk, it made me a much better farmer. The cows were much healthier, not that they weren't healthy before, but I made sure, because I never used any vaccines and things that were not good for them. The whole idea of us not being smart enough to be able to sell a product, produce a product that's good for everybody, is anathema to me. And I guess that's what you're supporting farmers who want to do this, right?
Yes, probably the biggest threat to fresh milk is somebody who gets into producing fresh milk and they don't have the experience, or they haven't invested the knowledge, or not being careful. Yeah. Just like the broccoli issues that have hit and the lettuce issues that hit from California, one farmer who puts out bad milk, that will be broadcast all over the nation.
Oh, sure.
And a black eye for everybody. So as a result, we put together a committee bringing people in from Germany and other places to find the best practices to produce fresh milk. And we've created a book, and it's over 100 pages, and it's available on our website that we sell for $20. We barely make anything just to cover shipping on that. But it's more important to us to educate people who are getting into raw milk for production than it is for us making a profit off the deal. That's not the reason we're a foundation. We're pushing education of the farmer to produce the good milk. We also have that for cows and goats. It's available at our website. Just click on the shop button at the very top, and you can go and see that. Local farmers are really local. I mean, they're going to be in a small area, and if they did have a oops, and the problem would be very localized. However, in March of 1985, when you have 19,660 people were confirmed cases of salmonella, because the milk was really not fully pasteurized, and yet it was put in pasteurized containers and sold across the Midwest. And so they're going to have far more dramatic impact, which, if I didn't say this on your radio show, probably most of your listeners would never have known that. My email address is 19660N1985@gmail.com to remind me every time I use that email address or somebody asks me, what's that all about? So I have an opportunity to share the untold story of pasteurized is no guarantee of safety milk.
Not at all. So one of the things that sort of is part of the fold in the conversation is what it takes to move milk from farms to the regionalized processing centers. Now, instead of having local places for milk, when I grew up in the town I grew up in, we had three different farms processing milk. The farm that I worked on and that I own today was processing milk from 100 cows and selling it. They had two trucks and they were delivering it. And there were three other places, three other farms in my community when I was a kid that were doing that. You can't find that today. And I want to talk about what it is that happens when, in fact, you're carrying this milk as far as they are and how many days it takes out of the value of the milk. We'll continue with Jim Roberts in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about the time of year we find ourselves in. We're moving the clock ahead or back. You know, spring, it's spring ahead, fall back. So you gain an extra hour of sleep over the weekend. Well, is that all good? I guess it's not bad. But if you are not resting on good pillows, good mattresses, good sheets, then you're not getting the full benefit of the time you spend in bed. You need to be rested, relaxed, ready for the next day. That's where MyPillow comes in, the MyPillow product catalog that has extensive information about all the things that you want this time of year, like their new down comforters, their new pajamas for winter, and their throw blankets and weighted blankets and great bathrobes, all the things we want to stay warm and snuggly and cuddly in the wintertime. MyPillow has them right now, along with the towels, the slippers, the dog beds. The list goes on and on. There's a BOGO deal on for the Giza Dream sheets at the moment. All MyPillow products, remember, made in America. It's, you know, the stuff that's guaranteed, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't get that with any other product like this. Use the pillows for 2 months. You don't like them, send them back, get your money back. I talk a lot about MyPillow products. I'm happy to talk about the new MyPillow slippers that are kind of cool. They took a couple of years to develop. They come in a variety of sizes and colors. Right now, get 40% off on the new My Slippers. I get a BOGO deal on the sheets, all kinds of specials. Use the DJV code when you're checking out. Enter that promo code. Take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products from 30 to 65%, including the sheets, the towels, mattress toppers, all that great stuff. Save lots of money at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're calling for a little more glam and a lot more deals. A little more glitter and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more lips and lashes and a lot more bonus points. a little more togetherness, and lots of love. And we've made shopping a little easier with a lot more options. Now you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Celebrate more beauty deals this holiday season. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Back now for a final few minutes with Jim Roberts, chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. I was talking about transportation and walking through with people who, when I bring that up, they say, what are you talking about? You can stand at the entrance to the Mass Turnpike, and every 4 or 5 minutes, there's a truck that comes across from New York State into Massachusetts to go down to the Dean Foods Processing Center. There are two of them in New England. Well, one for Hood Milk and one for what they call the Gorelick Farm brand, which is in New England, but it's all part of the same company that controls 80% of the fluid milk supply. And so when they talk about local milk from local farmers, it's a joke. And that's what you were underscoring, the business of how local farmers can best produce food and milk to be sold locally. And that's one of the things it looks like your organization really pushes.
That's right. In fact, we've got a contest on this month where we're trying to push its consumers to the farmers, because it's two deals. One, get the farmer to produce the best product and help them do that, but also get the customers to take the benefit from the local farmers. If we don't do that, someday the transportation system will be totally broke, and we need our local farmers. And so we've got a contest on. If you go to our website and click on contest at the top, we've got a Thank a Farmer project going on where people will send us a picture of them with their favorite product and their farmer and give us a 500-word essay to go along with that. You have a chance to win up to $175 this month. The deadline for that is November the 11th, but this is another outreach we're trying to push the consumers toward the farmers and make it we want to use that information we gathered during that contest in different social media situations to promote what people are benefiting from their local farmer.
Yeah. Well, the food is so much better. It may be a little more expensive, but you get what you pay for, and the farmer is actually getting what he or she deserves out of the work they put into it. And with the big, huge conglomerate selling things cheaply, yeah, but you get what you pay for, especially when it comes to food, I think, anyway. So the Thank a Farmer contest, if you go to the website, and this is hard to find. Maybe if we just enter into Google search Farm to Consumer Foundation, we'd find this. It's F2CFND.org. So that's a little tricky for people to remember. But certainly this is something worthwhile. I'm very excited that I've been able to get you on and to talk about this. The organization needs to be more in the focus, especially when it comes to dairy, because dairy is being challenged more than any other type of farming operation in our country. Jim, it just is.
Let me hit 2 points, and that is, number one, interstate commerce of byproducts like butter. We've been trying to get butter out of California for a while and having different arguments with the Federal Trade Commission. That's number one. And number two, we keep seeing milk that's ultra-pasteurized, and I understand the milk is so dead, they might as well not put it in their refrigerator. It's right. Just there for the consumer.
Yeah.
And just put it right next to the cookies.
It's white water. That's the problem. All right. Well, you can check out realmilk.com as well to find fresh milk farmers in your area. Good to have you here, Jim. Continued success, and that educational component of what you're doing is so important. Jim Roberts, chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Three past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. Now it's my turn to tell you what I'm thinking about what's going on. And because I'm a dairy guy, I want to go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago with Jim Roberts, the fellow. Actually, he had a real job for 42 years in information management, but he was so interested and found the message so compelling. That's why he got involved and started this organization. And to point out the website, I may not have done justice to it. It's Farm to Consumer Foundation in the form of small f, the number 2, the small cfnd.org. I think this kind of organization needs lots of support because it's doing such great work. And I will, I'll do as much as I can to help that organization and others. If you go to our podcast that we have every week, this most recent one is about revenue protection insurance and how more and more farmers are going to be able to protect. There's a protection program for most of you. It's a federal program, and that makes it undesirable for some, but it does help. It's a risky business. Farming is such a risky business. And I think I point out on this podcast as well that 82% of the money that it takes to keep farms going these days, family farms, smaller farms, is coming from off-farm jobs. That the husband, the wife, the children have to get off the farm, get a job, get a paycheck in order to keep the farm running. That is sick. That really is that's a societal sickness. That we have that disrespect or lack of understanding or knowledge about what's going on the farm, to the point of we're going into Walmart to buy our groceries, and you're paying for lettuce and things in bags that's no good. You know, if you have the opportunity, go to the local farm. Maybe not be year-round, But when they're growing, when they're producing, I certainly can buy milk year-round from your local dairy. I thought it was interesting. The whole bit. I haven't talked about raw milk. I get all excited about it because it was something that really turned me on and helped to save my farm. Unfortunately, I had to stop doing it a few years ago because I couldn't find the help. It takes an extra person to actually make sure the milk is as pure and as consumer-friendly as possible. I find it unbelievable, the stuff, the focus on dairy farmers, the ignorance that comes from the public when they look in the grocery store and they see the bottle of milk there and they think anything that's white is good for you. That's not true. And I think the conversation here with Jim Roberts this week sort of speaks to that. There's a congressman from Oklahoma named Mark Wayne Mullen. He made it very clear some of the proposals that are scheduled to be included in this Build Back Better bill that's going through Congress. They're considering, that part of it is eliminating fossil fuels and the fee that would be imposed on farmers. So here on one hand, the government says, the president says, okay, we're going to break down the stranglehold that Big Ag has on the American family farmer. Now, on the other hand, they're going to strangle the dairy farmers by adding yet one more tax. And what really happens, you know, I get off onto this toot all the time because it drives me nuts to see that. And by the way, the proposal is not a small one. They want to get $650 for every dairy cow that is producing milk and also producing the gases. What they don't know, again, is that the culprits are these huge factory farms that have thousands of cows in a constrained area. The gases from them are going into the atmosphere and polluting what's over those farms. But the dairy cattle on dairy farms that are out in the pasture, that methane is being dispersed and is not a problem. In fact, it is adding, the cow is adding to the photosynthetic process and making more oxygen available because the poop that comes out of the cow enhances the pastures, and the pastures are getting greener and able to produce more oxygen because the green is what produces the oxygen. It's the photosynthetic process. So it's so specious and ignorant of people to say cows are the problem. No, cows are not the problem. It's the humans who manage them and how they manage them that's their problem. And I am going to not allow, in whatever space I can occupy, the government and some of these blowhards to try to blame cows, get rid of dairy farming and beef farming because it's bad for the environment. No, it's not. It's the way the farms are managed. Keep that in mind, please. Food for thought, literally and figuratively, from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.